It's a healthy audio treat. Radio MD presents Family Food Kitchen with Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
Okay, you know you should have had breakfast this morning, but instead you ran out the door and you ended up at your favorite coffee shop to buy a super duper coffee latte loaded with sugar. But you drank it anyway. Or maybe you're a soda drinker and you just can't stop. We all struggle with bad eating habits, Carolina. I think mine is mindless eating, especially when I'm reading. I love to read and eat. I don't even know what I'm eating half the time, I hope, because I'm focused on the book. I still read books. Or I could be watching a series that I like Downton Abbey. You know, I might find, let's eat while I'm watching. I forget what I'm eating. What's mine? What's yours?
Well, mine has a little bit of yours, but mine is after I put the kids to bed, I feel like I deserve a treat.
Yes,
unfortunately, that's late, and I've already had dinner. I've already had everything. So now you're talking after 8 o'clock, and I'm indulging in some sort of treat while watching TV. So yeah, that's a bad habit. Definitely combines mindless eating with late night snacking.
Yeah, it's either a treat or a glass of red wine, and you just want to just say chill and relax and enjoy something special because you've been working so hard all day and you're tired. You just want to. So then you don't really care what you eat, I suppose, as much as when you start your day. So what do you do with mindless eating? Is this something that we should be like, I should not be picking up food when I'm reading anymore, or can I gradually get off that habit?
Okay, so Ellen, this is one of those habits you want to do now. It is not an overtime.
Oh,
unfortunately,
darn,
it's not one
really?
Of the things oh. where you, yeah, it's not one of the things you can say, you know what, I'm just going to do one bowl and then be okay. No, it's just one of those you have to dump it. Make a rule to look at your food and the people around you when you eat. It's one thing if you're going to enjoy some popcorn on a Friday movie night, or let's suppose if you're going to have some boiled peanuts at the baseball game. Those are special circumstances, special events. By all means, indulge. But you have to break out of that routine of, if I'm going to pick up my book to read, automatically I'm going to go to the cupboard and grab a snack to go with it. That becomes a routine, and it becomes something that you're just adding calories and a lot of times empty nutrients to your overall daily consumption without even thinking about it, because it's something you're just used to it. So break
the habit.
Without
even thinking part.
Yeah,
it's without even thinking. So,
if you have children, just start them from the get-go. Don't fall into that mistake of propping them in front of the TV to feed them dinner, or getting the iPad ready while they're eating. Just don't even do it. Don't from the beginning. Just start right. And so, that's one you want to dump it right away.
Okay, we have several more, so we're going to sort of whiz through the rest of these because I want to make sure we cover them. One is that skipping breakfast. Is that something you need to over time to change, or is that a now stop habit?
That's one of my favorite ones to do over time. It is really difficult to bring somebody that has been skipping breakfast for years into a full plate of a spinach egg omelet with a banana smoothie and a piece of fruit breakfast. That's just
way
too much.
Who's going to prepare that, right?
Right. And it's overwhelming. So it's over time. Put yourself on a schedule of what your end result goal is of your breakfast, and then start with a piece of fruit. If you get a banana in the first 30 to 45 minutes after you woke up, then you're on your way to no longer skipping breakfast. But make sure you give yourself some time limits there, like, you know, some deadlines. I will have this done in 9 weeks, for example, and then just move slowly towards that goal.
Okay, does that apply to drinking soda, or is that an immediate, or any other food addiction? Is that now or over time?
Drinking soda is an easy one. Dump that like yesterday. I mean, there's nothing in soda that your body needs. And if you're drinking diet, then you're adding a ton of artificial sweeteners. If you're drinking regular, then you're having a ton of added sugar to your diet. So Just dump it and don't substitute it with something worse, okay? Be really careful with what you're going to substitute it with. Your main substitution should be water, infused water. Maybe you can have a treat and have some coconut water or juice every once in a while, but definitely dump the soda right away. You will be so glad you did. In a few months, you'll notice the difference.
Yes, big time. I'm so for that. How about eating while driving?
Eating while driving is also a dump it right away. First of all, it's just not safe. The other day I was driving and saw somebody eating a full plate of what it looked like rice, beans, and chicken.
You're
holding
kidding.
A fork.
I mean,
on, people. So just dump it. Even when, if you're just snacking on popcorn, or hey, you could be super healthy. You could be munching on carrots while you're driving. It doesn't matter. You're driving. You should be focused on driving. And you should, again, look at your food. And you should enjoy your food and chew your food really well and pay attention to what you're doing when you're eating. The car, just not a good place for that. The only place, the only time that's okay is if you're in a 10-hour drive somewhere and you just can't stop and you gotta have that snack. Other than that, no way.
All right. How about salting before you taste?
Okay, so this one's a pretty complicated one. This is what I'm gonna say. You definitely have to taste the food before you add salt, but you don't have to dump the salt habit right off, you know, cold turkey. You can take the salt away little by little over time, but what you cannot do is immediately put salt before you even taste the food. So tasting the food before salting is a must, but if you want to decrease the salt over time, then that's okay. Just make sure you do it. And you know, what's really more important is substitute the salt with something else. That might make you go much faster in this process and much better and have a better tasting food. So substitute it with herbs and spices, with oregano, with paprika, substitute it with, you know, pepper. Even pepper is going to be much better. It adds so much more flavor. Just a little bit of black pepper goes a long way. So just substitute with something else to add that flavor without having to add more salt and always tasting the food so that you remember what broccoli tastes like before you added 2 teaspoons of salt.
Yeah, that's so important. Salt just tends to take away the flavors of the others. They bury the other flavors and you don't even know what you're eating after a while. So yeah, that's a great one to do over time. All right, let's get back to treats because I deserve it. I know we all do that. We say, oh, yep, that's there and I deserve it. So any time of day, you might say, okay, I'm going to have that Snickers bar because I deserve it. What do you do with that bad habit?
Yeah, that's a very tricky one as well because I have written several pieces about not rewarding ourselves with food, but a lot of us have been doing this carousel for a long time, and to jump off of it at once can prove to be very difficult. So what you can do to start off with, this can be an overtime thing, what you can do to start off with is switch the treats. Kind of switch your mentality of what a treat is. So maybe you don't need the Snickers bar, but maybe instead you could have something like a piece of fruit with peanut butter on it. Okay, that's still a very indulging treat to have, but you're not having the over-processed candy bar. So switch around what the treat is that you're going to reward yourself with. And over time, try to integrate some other kinds of rewards for when you feel like you deserve something. So maybe going out for a pedicure, or maybe, you know, adding $10 into your must-have little box of the purse you're going to buy at the end of the month. So treat yourself with some other things instead of food, so that relationship between food and reward and treats and high sugar, high fat foods is broken. So that's definitely an overtime one. All right. I think we went through a lot of different eating habits that we can break right away and some that you can do over time. But make sure you check our website. That's kidcritics.org, spelled with 2 K's. You'll find lots of recipes and ideas to break those habits over time or right away. In the meantime, make sure you always listen to us on RadioMD.com. Eat well and stay well.